This is episode number 2633 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, March 28th, 2024. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Have you seen Quiet on the Set?
Oh, is that the Nickelodeon thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I binged it this weekend, and I went home, and I told my family, I said, oh, my God. If I would have known what they were doing behind the scenes of these Nickelodeon shows, I would have never let my children watch them.
Well, I don't think any of us would have watched
My God. My God.
I mean, it's mind-blowing.
Oh, it is. What happened?
Yeah. The Dark Side of Kids TV on Investigation Discovery.
Yep.
It's a docuseries about Nickelodeon, particularly one bright show producer of the 1990s and 2000s, Dan Schneider, who not only produced but created Nick's All That, The Amanda Show, and Drake and Josh, to name a few.
Yeah.
So Kenan Thompson, who got his start on Nickelodeon,
right,
and All That. He started on All That,
right,
and then he moved over to Kenan and Kel.
Right.
Spoke up about the allegations of sexual abuse, racism, and sexism behind the scenes of Nickelodeon's iconic shows.
Uh-huh.
He threw in his, because a lot of this stuff happened shortly after he left the All That, is when it started really getting going.
Right.
Kenan and Kel didn't quite have the issues that some of the other shows were having at the time. He says, I think it's a good thing that the doc is out and putting things on display that need to be told for accountability's sake. But it's definitely tough to watch because I have fond memories of that place. And I think a lot of kids, man, it's like for my, I know people, we all watch this stuff.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And to hear about this now, and yeah. Kenan noted that all that happened after I left. So the network in the early aughts. Kenan might have his decades mixed up.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot was going on
before the aughts.
Before 95.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, he was involved in all that.
So, obviously, we don't want to spoil this. If you haven't seen the docuseries and you're a concerned parent of a Nickelodeon kid, you might want to go see that. I think you can view it on Max as part of the Discovery Channel part that they have on Max. Eye-opening, but not totally surprising to me.
Not totally surprising, not totally shocking. And it's not like we're talking about this type of serious stuff all the time.
Yeah, but this is something it's in the news right now. I mean, this came out last week.
Yeah.
And people are just figuring it out. And I think that everybody's jaw is agape about some of this stuff. And I was in the television business. I was even in the children's television business back in the 90s. I worked at the Walt Disney Company.
Right.
I did not work at the Disney Channel. The different division.
Right, different, yeah.
Yeah, I was in the animation part.
Right.
But we never really heard any of that happening. But to see this and knowing that these shows we were very familiar with, obviously, at the time, and to see, we looked at, you know, we stopped doing news about Amanda Bynes whenever she really started having some problems. And we don't like to poke fun at people that have problems. So we poked fun at her at first, and then we stopped poking fun at her because she has some very serious problems.
Yeah.
So, and then you look at that mill, and she's part of this docuseries, by the way.
Yeah.
They don't talk about her her eventual troubles, but they talk about what she was exposed to. Anyway, check it out. It's called Quiet.
Quiet on the Set.
On the Set, The Dark Side of Nickelodeon or something like that.
Yeah, it is fascinating to see what.
Yeah.
Because you always hear about child actors and the things they're exposed to and stuff like that, but this is you're hearing from the child actors.
There's a bombshell in this that just floored me. Yeah, but I don't want to give it away. Anyway, check it out if you can, or if you can stomach.
I'm not done with it. I only got through two or three of them. But Rebel Wilson is not ashamed to call herself a late bloomer. In a new interview with People, Rebel reveals that she lost her virginity at the age of 35.
Wow. And wow.
Mm-hmm.
And wow.
I guess it's real. Now she's 44, and she says that she wants others to know that you don't have to lose your virginity as a teenager.
Well, there's that. Okay.
Of course, you also don't have to wait till you're, you know, almost middle-aged. Just saying.
Look, I mean,
there's a balance.
You know, she was busy at the time. She was making movies and things and didn't have time for her boyfriend. Now, wasn't she... Oh, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say I thought she had a girlfriend, but I'm not going to say that.
Well, maybe.
I'm wrong. I think I'm wrong. Sorry. Okay.
Well, I think she may have. I don't know.
I don't know.
I think that could be a positive message. You obviously don't have to wait until you're in your 30s like me.
Fair enough.
But you shouldn't feel pressure as a young person.
Fair enough. I get that.
Which is absolutely true.
No, no. Yeah.
True.
Absolutely. Good on her, I should say, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, good on her. I think so. Yes. Absolutely.
And the fact that she's not ashamed.
So let's play a game.
Okay.
Let's play our favorite game of the National Nightmare World. What did they find at Diddy's house?
Oh, my.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm sure they found a few things because, you know, they didn't walk out of there empty-handed.
No, they didn't. According to a source who says they saw what went down at the raids at his two houses.
Cross the street neighbor, because that's the person we know. Okay.
That's true. There was a house in L.A., house in Miami.
Yep.
And the long arm of the law was looking for evidence.
Well, yeah,
to support the alleged sex and drug trafficking. Diddy did provide his phones to authorities before boarding a jet.
Well, yeah, because he's erased them all. I mean, you know, he's erased them all. Well,
there's no
charges yet. He didn't give him the good phones. He left the good phones at home. I got to say, this is the craziest thing. And I thought at first when this all went down that it was kind of like, we're going to make an example of young Sean. And then I started reading into it and going, you know, this guy might be guilty. He might.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. People with power scare me.
There's been too many flags from too many people.
Yeah.
The list is being compiled about... I don't think anybody's going to know
exactly what they went to get, you know?
Well, we know hard drives.
Yeah, right. Sure, of course. But, I mean, yeah, you know, like, it's not like the FBI is going to divulge what they, you know, what they got.
No.
They're not going to do that, but...
No. There's been some things that have been said, and...
I'm waiting, and I can't help but think this. I am waiting for them to get enough evidence on Diddy to arrest him. That's what I'm waiting for.
Oh, it'll happen.
And if he is guilty, he is shredding evidence right this very second. So, you know, we gotta get on this, guys.
But what evidence is he shredding?
Well, I don't know what evidence there is, but there's some evidence, I'm sure.
Well, yeah. He probably has his internet guys deleting things off their clouds and whatever.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
However, what's on a hard drive, you just can't get rid of it.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's true, too. Hey, I want to say good morning to Miss Halle Berry today.
Oh, look at you sucking up.
Hello.
Have you met me?
I do.
And you know
what?
This is such a much better posture from you than saying, I'm sorry, Ellie.
All right.
Say good morning, too. I think that was lovely.
See, there you go. How lovely. My iPhone pinky is sticking up now while I drink my tea. You have to listen to the whole show.
Who cares tomorrow?
Have a great day, Ann.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.